intricacies of betochen and imuna, specifically relating to where ishtadlus fits into the whole picture. Yeah, learning a lot of my roles. I see yesterday we had to learn two. Help this my roles a little bit more digestible than the one we saw yesterday. For those that didn't see the moral we saw yesterday, the moral says that any Torah you're learning that doesn't teach you how to do chesed is not called Torah. The whole purpose of learning Torah is in order to know how to do chesed. So if the Torah you're learning isn't teaching how to do chesed, then it's not called Torah. For example, when you're learning the third Mishnah in Zvachim, you somehow have to extract from that some limud of how to do chesed or whatever. I don't know what the moral I just said. So hopefully the moral we're about to see now is a bit more digestible than that one. So we said, essentially a person has to understand that the hishtadlis and the panosa, let's use panosa, could be a food, could be anything we're making hishtadlis with. Chinuch, whatever we're doing, we have to do the best we can, but we have to know that the end result is not our business. So the example, a few examples, the one we ended off with was a person works for 5 years, whatever, eventually he gets his maskoret and then he loses it. So now he thinks he worked for nothing. His salary. He's walking home and the bag drops in the drain or whatever. You can be very upset that he's lost his salary, but he can't say that he wasted 3 years of working to make the salary, because he wasn't working to make the salary. He was working to be Makar Hashem Shemayim. That he did, that he was very successful at. Ah, what about the money? Okay, fine. You have to understand that that's two separate sukkahs. That's the avoider. But Derech Zuma, they are my role in Derech Chaim.
Why should he be upset? Why should he be upset?
That he lost his money.
I mean, in terms of, if he has full understanding that Hashem, he shouldn't be upset.
I don't think he should be upset. I'm just saying, if you want to be upset about losing your money, that's fine, but don't connect that to the wasted of the time or whatever. Yeah, you're right. That's another sugya. You shouldn't even be upset because he lost his maskoret now or whatever. Should be happy now that that's all midashamah. That's another question. Yeah, no, I'm not saying he has to be upset.
Shama didn't realize 3 years ago.
I'm just saying, yeah, but I'm not focusing on that. All I was saying, I don't want to deal with that. I just want to deal with the fact that you shouldn't be upset about the wasted 3 years of ishtadlus, but it wasn't wasted. Yesterday, after Shia, somebody came to me. I didn't say that's what betochen is. I said the sukkah we're dealing with at the moment is trying to understand that the ishtadlus I make has nothing to do with the outcome. Therefore, if I made ishtadlus and the outcome didn't go the way I wanted it or whatever, I'm not upset that I wasted time ishtadlus. You spent 5 hours of the potential dome. At the end of the day, God said, "Thank you very much. I really like what you do, but I'm not giving you a check." So you wasted 5 hours of ishtadlus. No, the 5 hours you spent with the guy was kulu mitzvah. Mitzvah is status of being Makadosh and Shemayim, yeah? And the money has got nothing to do with your meeting with this gnir. That's all we've been saying. I don't think you do disagree, you don't like it, you find it difficult, but that's all we've been saying. I don't think we've said anything else. We're talking about valid ishtadlus. Okay. Yeah. Valid ishtadlus. Okay. Of course. When we say ishtadlus, we mean valid ishtadlus. Okay. We don't mean playing ping pong on the roof and. Sure, you know, that's called valid status for panasa. It may be. It can sometimes be valid status for kiruv. And that somebody became a carrot because a certain Rosh Hashanah got a hold of him and beat him in table tennis. This guy had never been beaten by anybody. And this Rosh Hashanah said to Hashem, "If I don't beat this guy, I've got no way to makaruv him. So you've got to let me beat him." So he said he beat him 22-20. And a guy today, I think he's a Shulam Meshiv in Barry Klein's shift. So sometimes playing table tennis can be valid ishtadlus, but usually, you know, for panosah it's probably not there, unless you're a professional or whatever. Could be you're a professional table tennis player, that's what you do. You play table tennis an hour a day, that's your ishtadlus or panosah. You're makadosh and shemayim, if that's shaykh by playing ping pong. Fine. Okay, whatever it is. All right, let's go back to the ma'aral. It is a ma'idika chazal. It goes like this: Godel hanene megia kapov. Greater is the one who has benefit from his own yegia kapov, his own labor. Yesim Yerushalayim, greater than Yerushalayim. So the guys up there telling him they're wrong. You go get a job. Greater than Yerushalayim. What's pshat? Hanom yegia kapov, hanu oisa adam shenenim etzem yegia kapov. It's talking about somebody who gets hanor from the etzem work. From the etzem yegia kapov. Who lo nene me a moment she gear lo avu yegia kapov? Well, says it's not getting the haror on the money that comes from it. We don't mean someone who's neneh from the gear kapov, from the money that comes from the gear kapov. He's neneh from the gear kapov atzmo. Conflict a little bit. Okay. Come on. We'll see. Shekain hu yodei shegir kopov kishla atzma yesh le matara v'yesh lo tachlis v'chofetz me'ashem, because he knows that the gir kopov, that the work on its own has a goal and a purpose that Hashem desires, totally unrelated to what benefit he's going to get from the gir kopov. The gir kopov itself, the hanor lechein hu sameach gam kasher hu v'lo sheshdos Eloilu. He's also very mesameach when he sees that his studies didn't work. He spent an hour with the guy trying to get him to raise money, showed him out the building, spent 2 hours with him, blah 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 blah. At the end of the day, I said Shalom al Yisrael, gave him a check for $30 and off he went, totally ecstatic. Why? Because the 2 hours was well spent. He studies. I didn't want to pay the rent now. Fine. Drop disappointing, but there's nothing lacking in these studies, assuming it's valid studies. Sof sof huzocha the show says a koshbochu nishtal lavoru. Every day you're serving Hashem. Every moment where you are, whether you're sitting in the waiting room with the dentist, or you're in the meeting with Bill Gates, or you're serving Hashem. Dovaze muchiach alavosel Hashem b'kol tnaim. It's a proof of one's love for Hashem in all conditions. V'nikra oived mi'ava. He's called someone that's oived mi'ava. No more, they know Gemara. Everyone's doing Gemara. Someone's doing Gemara. Someone's doing Gemara. Someone's doing Gemara. Someone who has Yerushalayim is Oved Meira. But Dagosa Pachusa. And that's a lower level. Once again, serving Hashem from Yira is a great place to start. There's no one here that can say, I'm serving Hashem from Ava, therefore, you know, Yira is a lower level for me, I'm not going to work from Yira. We all need a good dose of Yira. If you think you can get away with Ava, forget about it. Everybody here, to the best of my knowledge, needs a good dose of Yira as well. Ayin or Yisrael. But it did be a lower level in serving Hashem from Ava. The Rambam says, Mafurush, the difference between the serving Hashem from Yira, which is what you teach the woman and the children until they mature and get older, but that's not the way of the Chachomim. The way of Chachomim is to serve Hashem out of love. Nisiba zu hadeni megir kapov zeh oivis Hashem b'kol yibo nechshav k'meula yoisa. Therefore, the person is named in megir kapov is having a know from the etzim ishtadlus, not the results of the ishtadlus. The etzim ishtadlus is greater than Yerushalayim, because that's avos Hashem. That hanor from the gear kopov, where I'm serving Hashem, my status is a way of being Megalus Hashem Shemayim in the world. I'm doing that from Ava, that's better than Yerus Hashem. That's the Maharal. The Moedika, Moedika, Pshat, as well as have you understand that Chazal. Godel Anenim a gear kopov, Yerus Mir Shemayim. Somebody who's a Koyt of Eretz and Yodinik is better than a Yerus Shemayim. I mean, you don't mean I obey. So what's Pshat? No, he gets hanor from the Etzim Ishtadlis is getting hanor from. Because he's being Mishavis Hashem, he's serving Hashem through his Ishtadlis. Learning Torah is valid ishtadlis as well. You have to know that it applies to our learning, no less. When you're sitting learning, that's also a gear kapov of, and you have to have enormous joy and pleasure. The Hagdom and the Eglat Sol says that the ikka lishmo of learning Torah is the enjoyment you get. Ikka lishmo. You want to know what's learning lishmo? The enjoyment you get. That's what he says. That's up. Ein sham. I know that disturbs a lot of mitzvahs. He says that the people that say that if I'm enjoying my learning and I'm getting so much benefit and pleasure from it, that's merit from the Lishmo. Ain't tos Godel Mizeh, he says. It's no great mistake for a person to make. The Eker Simcha of the learning, that's Lishmo. That's the Lishmo, the Simcha. Panosa Ksheira. Mikubu Kayom, she studies Lasogas Panosa, Metelis Ale Isha. Today in the Torah world, and by the way, there's no one that's argued against this. If you don't agree with the way it is, you're arguing with every God of Israel. You have to know. I'm not saying you can't. You're allowed to argue. He's an Achre, I'm an Achre. You're welcome to argue with all the good Israel, but there's no one God of Israel that's against the system. However difficult it is for us to grasp, no one's come out against this. Everyone agrees it's Bedi Yevet. But in the Bedi Yevet, everyone holds it, that's what we have to do. That the Panos is Matilas Alisha. That Panos is, the woman is largely responsible for the Panos in the world today. In order to enable the husband to continue learning Torah with Manuchas Adav, with Yishuv Adav. There's no, are you late, please? We're talking about that's the klal, that's where the klal is holding at the moment. Each individual in the klal is now to ask his own shoulders. No. It never applies to everybody. It's a klal. That's the klal. Not ideally, it's a bit of it. No. If you want to sit and learn with Nuchas Adas, then your wife has to go out and support you. Just because the system is set up, doesn't mean everybody has to do that. It could be also for you to do. You're a yochid and you're part of the klal. So you have to fit within the klal, but you're also yochid. You have to work out things for yourself. If you're going to paskin according to the things they stick up on the, you know, the tetlach they put up on the walls, okay? You know, the Gedralim said, Das Torah says, even if they did say it. But where they never said it. Even where they did say it, and you don't ask out personal shalas, then you're an idiot. Then you haven't got any shaykhs to Torah. Not you, God forbid. But a person who thinks that you don't have to ask your own personal questions on issues, then you're an idiot. Chazal are talking to the klal, and as much as part of the klal, I have to listen. But I have my own unique circumstances, and my own unique purpose in this world, with my own unique set of nisayonos, and those have to be put out on the begonim table, and have to be worked out what I'm supposed to do. You're not in this world to be a robot and a clone and a that's not what we have for. But that's the way the system works. We'll see, there's quite a few exceptions to the rule, yeah. Let's see. Leitim kashayin afsharut limtzo avoyda mefeneses bekovet es balaya betchum ha'isuk ha'charedi. Sometimes when a woman can't find a kosher parnasa to support her husband in learning, noshim penes la'avoyda mefeneses mishayin ruch ha'chomim leichamim. They start working in places where a Jewish girl shouldn't be found. V'mikrim elu zoak simen shayla godl. There's a big question here. Im zu ishtadu shekosh bolchir remesh mitanu. Are you listening, Ariela? Here's the question. Chazal said, I put a sit and learn with Yishuv Adas, my wife's got to go out and work. The only place you find can find a place to work is in a place that's not exactly where she should be, yeah? Not a similar place. So now, why is she going out to work? Because she has to make money. Sheker. No, she's going out to work because she has to make ishtadlis. She has to be Megaleh Kovet Shemayim in the world wherever she's going to work. Now she's going to be Kovet Shemayim, she's in a place where it's also to be in the first place. Not even also to be, it's a grey area. So now she's going to support her husband learning with Tracy Stadlis. So maybe she shouldn't work, maybe you should go get a job. Maybe you shouldn't be learning. As one Chosher Rav told the husband, he had a problem because when he gets home, he's only home for an hour between afternoon Seder and Maariv and whatever night Seder. And that's when he needs to make his phone calls. And it's good for when his wife wants to use the phone. So he's often asked to use the phone at other times, but she insists on using the phone there. Right? So the Rav said, get another phone. So he said, I can't afford one. He said, so then get a job. Ah, but it says, in each circumstance, you have to know what, where and how, and how much and when and whatever. A person's cheshbon is different. But you have an example of where it could be that it's also to follow what the Gedolim said. Gedolim said, your wife works, you learn. Yeah? Okay? But you have to be also. Yeah? You don't get it. But also, it's also for your wife to go work in a place where she shouldn't be in order to support your learning. So therefore, you go get a job and let her stay at home. You don't get that? I'm at the point. By the way, my Rebbe used to say, if you don't cry every morning that your wife goes out to work, okay, you don't understand anything about Yiddishkeit. Every morning that she goes out to work to make panosas, you can sit and learn, you don't shed a tear about the matzah that Klal Yisrael did, then you don't understand anything about Torah and Yiddishkeit. Does Ishtadus, if they're going out and working in some wherever it is, that's the Ishtadus that prepares the kli that can hold the blessings of God. Is it if the Jewish girls are every day thrown into the total pritzes, a total breach via all the computers and the friends and whatever in the places where they're working. Tatzlachena lefarnes talmidei chachomim hasifnim b'ayla shel Torah. Is that a way to support the husbands talmidei chachomim that are soaking up in the worlds of Torah? Is this not a malacha that has within some sort of nidnud aveira? This is a kli that's got holes in it that will never be able to hold brocha. She's out there supporting your learning by doing something awesome. The whole thing just doesn't stop. Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Nishalti al yaday bat shelamdu bevayt sefer beis Yaakov v'tzot habrit. Once asked the Shala about girl who learned in Beis Yankiv in America, she wants to marry a Ben Torah. That's what she wants. The father's not from and he's not going to help, he's not going to contribute. She's got very little chance of finding a job as a teacher, which is a nice kosher, shneer's place for to work. It's very hard to find jobs. The same Shalati, in Minarei, she teilech lilmoy b'universita, it's miktsoa machshavim. She'll get a university, she'll learn the miktsoa of computers. The kachtuchel in tsoa veider, she'll be able to get a job afterwards that pays about $90,000 a year. Today she'll need a bit more, but yeah, but she'll lechseichel and nasa leben Torah, she'll therefore be able to learn, marry ben Torah, she'll be able to support a ben Torah, sitting and learning. Well, she'll learn a kaddish, and I think she's kol chayev, the limit of Torah kadosh, and she'll show panosa, yeah, mutlok sofa. So here they're able to sit and learn and become a real big, big Talmud Chacham. I'm supporting, I'm learning. What could be more holy than that? When I was young, I was very far from Yiddishkeit. Only when I was 12, I was zeichet to go to Beis Yaakov. I've always mishtadled to be a kosher Bas Yisrael. I don't want to have anything more to do with the hevel of Olam Hazeh. I don't want to have anything with the goyim and have to work. I don't want anything more to do with it. The main thing with the verse, the kolat sneers shevaniti ba'amol the yizo, the meshech shanim tye nusun b'sakana. These levels that I've achieved, all this hard work I'm putting in to make myself a tsnur b'ras Yisrael, like any verse, is going to be in danger. The chayin shal tihi im lelechaz din b'ni verse, do lenasa leventayu, lo chapes avay de pshut, ve lenasa yudi oevet she'et rosa monosa. So what should she do? She should get a university, get a job, and marry a Ben Torah who's going to sit and learn, but her kedusha is going to be a bit risked. Or marry a Pasha Balabos who will set aside the Kovei to the Torah, whatever, you get a simple job and work like a mensch. What should you do? Anybody have a suffix with the answer? You have a suffix just because you machshik Torah so much. Anyone have a suffix here what they're asking to do? You have a suffix. You're lucky this thing's running. Come to my office later, I'll tell you what I think of your sophic. Okay. No, you don't have a sophic. I'd love to know the base of the sophic. What's a sophic? I don't know, we haven't even understood the clause yet. We can't start applying it. Did you hear what's wrong with it? To understand that a woman going to university is a kind of a fascist and could be also according to many Gedolei Yisrael. I told you, as long as she's working in a place that is kosher and tenuah and doesn't compromise her, the status of her Bat Yisrael. As long as she's not doing anything that's not even a minute grey area, then if I go out, and if she can't go out in that situation, then don't go out. What's the problem? Your hishtadus is to be the kind of Shem Shemayim. How can you be the kind of Shem Shemayim? Through Neveira, every Aveira, Chilul Hashem. So every hishtadus she's going to make, there's a Nidnud Aveira in it. So you shouldn't do it. We're not talking about where she's working in a kosher yosher place. She's working in the Yashan, in the Maishar, in Sem. She's a teacher there, whatever. And she happens to speak Lashon Hara. So she shouldn't go to work? No, we're talking about the etim of where it contains within the matter. She's working as a secretary in a lawyer's office. What's she doing there? Why is she there? Supporting her husband in learning? For doing a viral? No, so then he let him get a job and he said, oh, man, what is the shahla? And all the shahla is because Rupert the robot doing it. So obviously there's a, you know, he's missing something. But I don't understand the shahla. He didn't know what to answer. Rustab himself doesn't know what to answer. How come I'm so clear? Because I've read Vita. He didn't know what to answer. I kept quiet for a while, which is also good advice. You don't know what to say, then usually the best thing to say is nothing. And then I said to him, Avucha ain't the tshuva. For you, I don't have a tshuva. I don't know what to tell you. Ulam ima bat sheli hayiti shele soiti et hashayla zeh. But if you were my daughter and you were asking me this question, hayiti aimela, I would have told her, linasa lebal hakovei itim v'tayru lamot she'ein terosa menosa. I would tell you, marry a good balabos who's going to be kovei itim v'tayru. V'afilu lebal she'ovu lepanosa v'avoidas bizui. Even marry someone who's going to be doing avoid in panosin and avoid a bizui. He's a chvais, I don't know what he is. He's a drain and blocker. Yeah, the street sweeper, whatever. The gonsleeless krishit. Ach, koveit in the Torah. He's got to be koveit in the Torah. Well, be fad, she at lo telch lo university. You don't go to university. The Lord to kalkale et hator shall kol kveida bas melech pnima. Don't you go and destroy or even breach kol kveida bas melech pnima. Ein zu darke shall das yudis, because that's not the way of das yudis. Hay temel abiti, I would have told my daughter, ima kolik bohuchu lo zika otcha babao ben teire, ein adove bash matech, ima kolik bohuchu, you didn't merit to marry a ben teire, then you didn't merit to marry a ben teire, that's all you're in the world for then, you're in the world not to marry a ben teire. At she'afas lekach, you have a desire for this, ima kolik bohuchu, hamazuvik zavugim, vizuri tzayne. Who makes marriages? Who's the shatan? As a shem. So that's his rotzen, which means that's what's best for you. Ain't ze mitafkidainu ledoik lakach. It's not from our job to worry about that. It's what you have to worry about. Atafkid shili hu ledoik shebiti tisha bas yisrael ksheir v'tznur. My job is to make sure that my daughter stays a kosher bas yisrael in tznur. Avalach, you are told this, this daughter. Ain't yoichel lepsoik. I can't give a psoik. Zura chreis gedele mod, it's a very big chreis. Hein shel beischa, vahein shel kol adoye shivalodim in chok. Mimech, sorry. This is a big chreis. It's talking about marrying a Talmud Chochem, all the children in the generation, the doyes are going to come from that. For you, I can't take responsibility. Hatzati l'sheil is sha'atzik is shalos l'ifnei echid b'gedoyli adom. I thought that you could ask a shalot to echid, that he would go and ask one of the gedoyli adom. Don't find much bigger than that flying around, eh? Shaya Rabbi Shel Washington Heights. Ratomidah Shel Agoin Atzadik Rabbi Yerucha Mimir Zatzal. Wonderful stories of Shimon Schwab. Rabbi Shimon's granddaughter is one of your neighbors. No, many can't swap. It's a granddaughter of Shimon Schwab. Sipati lo esadvari. I told Rav Shimon at the Shimon Schwab the matters. Vetzagti lefana v'sashayla. V'im aleil aleches limod university teich kedei sikun asilusa shol bas Yisrael. This is the shayla. Does she go to university and risk the beauty of the atzilus of a bas Yisrael? V'kol zoiz kedei l'nasa the Talmud Chochem or l'avoid, avoid the pshut. And l'istab it, v'bar, ha'mispanes, m'giya kapha. Or no, settle for a balabos who worked. Hagoyin atzadik Rav Shimon Shatak, he kept quiet. It's the second time we've been taught. It's a good thing to do. Lu'amma she'ani yechel ipsayt b'shayla zu. You can't pass the shayla. I don't understand, by the way. I'll pass the shayla without even thinking. Poshut. Zu shayla s'chaim ha'mashkofes b'ay gurulit. Ach, k'sheshama mipi es tshuvosi sheli. But when I told him what I told, what I would tell my daughter, he heard that. Mighty mates, the shaylas. Ruaiti biti, had this been my daughter, Rama. Achein, hincho, tzedek, v'meyes ha'chuzit. You're 100% right, more than 100% right. V'kach amnam yesh la'anos l'bas Yisrael. V'kach amnam yesh la'anos l'bas Yisrael. Amnam, sorry. You're right, that's what you have to tell her. Ella, shemipat ha'uvda, sheyesh kan, hoira ha'shun ha'shayne, May Ras Ashash of the Rhino, since this matzav that we're in, with the dog going out and working or whatever, is the Horoi Shah of this dog, it's a sort of a temporary one-off kind of psakalocha for the saving of this generation. Any yochili psoik poichedani. I'm not able to paskin, I'm terrified. So you see where I'm holding. Truman Shaw was terrified. I didn't even hear the shala. Foshu didn't hear the shala. So I just wanted you to be clear. This is not a poshu shala. It's not a poshu shala. Everyone in this church has to ask his own shala. For me, it's poshu. I don't know what to tell you. There's something wrong with me. I don't know. Something wrong with me. What can I tell you? But this hirasha, this psak for the moment, which is a very big bidiyavid, even though that's what we have to do, is it's not poshut. We will see tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, the history and why it's like this.
But Pinkus is not giving a shiur.